Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and the boys are all back in town. Me, B-Mitch, Jeff, Landfill, we even got Heavy Metal Chris hanging out. I'm not really sure if he's here for the day or what. We're all in studio. Brian's back from a truly insane bike ride to Atlantic Ocean.
That was a lot of fun.
Ready to have a good day. How we doing, everybody?
Hey, man, good.
How are the legs, B? Let's start there.
The legs are fantastic. I'll be honest with you.
I had a billion people ask me about your ride and if you made it and all these things, and I'm like, I know he's going to make it. I don't know when he's going to make it. Let's run through the morning to the afternoon.
All right, so we got up, and we got over to the Union Market. And when we got in, so we started getting up, make sure everything was together. People started to leave a little early. Some people did. But we left right around 4:45. And we took us an hour, 58 minutes to get to Annapolis. We got there, and then they had like a little rest area and all. Got in the truck and drove over to Centerville, where you drive there, and then you ride from Centerville, Maryland, to Dewey Beach, which is 74 miles. The first one was 34 point something, and that's 74
miles. So Centerville, is that, obviously you get a ride over the Bay Bridge.
You pass by
Queenstown. You get a ride over the Ken Island Bridge, too?
Yeah, you pass Queenstown.
Okay.
And it's an overpass. You go there. There's a high school down there.
Like right past those outlets?
But the outlets are to the right.
Yeah, okay.
And then you go up a little bit, and then you stop right there.
10-4.
And then you ride through cornfield after cornfield after cornfield after cornfield. I never knew it was that many damn cornfields out there.
What always trips me out, or occasionally you see like the soybean field. I don't know who's eating all this soy.
I didn't see that. Okay. Listen, everything was corn.
A lot of corn out there.
I tell you.
All right.
It was fun though.
So you finally get to Dewey.
Yeah, when I got to Dewey, I saw you and said, did y'all make it or something? I think somebody texted that. And I was like, you know, once I got there, I started to just. I had lost a lot of fluids, so I wanted to get some back in me.
I imagine, sure.
So yeah. It was fun. I didn't think I would ride as well as I did, though. Seriously.
Was there ever a moment of, like, doubt or pain or?
Not for me.
Did you any of your boys not make it? Are we naming names?
One guy didn't make the whole ride, but he hadn't been training well enough. He did 84 miles.
How relentless have you been to that dude who didn't finish?
Yesterday, I think in about 5 minutes, I gave him 55 jokes.
I think that's when I think I called you during that span.
And we had one guy, well, he got to 80-something, at first it was about 70, we thought he was going to give it up. But once Jerry Jerry got past 80, he was like, "Hey man, I came this far. I'm gonna make this ride." But Jerry eyes, bro. After we finished the ride, we were looking at Jerry eyes. His eyes was redder than that damn that 1067 fan. And we like, dude, what the hell you doing? He said, "Man, I'm tired."
I bet.
It was good. It's a lot of people though, and I'm serious, man.
How many people make it?
I think they raised over $400,000+.
Wow.
And I think
that's almost $500,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
About 300-400 people
to
total,
benefit autism research. Yeah.
And the thing about it, man, like we rode in a Peloton the whole way, and that thing works, bro. When you take a loop and just keep moving,
like the group of bikers.
Yeah,
you're
the
saying.
Group of bikers. That okay. That thing works. It was good though.
I got a tweet here from Mike O1088. He said, I met B. Mitch at the 100-mile bike to the beach ride for autism on Friday. I told him the story about how I bought zip-up shoes when I was a kid.
Yeah, I
after
remember,
I
yeah,
watched him
yeah,
run
yeah.
one back against the Chargers.
The Reebok Shrouds.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Seems like it was a lot of fun, great cause. How was it hot as hell?
Nah.
Because you're up so early?
We up so early, but right when we got in to do it, the heat started to come in. Like, I mean, we were riding 19 plus, and when you get a little wind going,
you end up on Route 1, like coming into
Dewey.
Yeah,
and on the right, like the right lane is a big bike lane and bus lane.
Okay, yeah.
And then that last bridge before you go right into Dewey,
yeah. Where there's a water tower right there on the right.
I attacked that bridge, went up it at 21, came down it at 30 something.
Wow.
And I rolled on into Dewey because I was like, I'm going to get a beer.
Are there cars around?
Yeah, I have a car.
Or do they have the road blocked off?
No, they have cars.
But what about like when
the people
when you're riding through the cornfields and there's nothing happening?
I think the people know this time of year that ride comes through because I would say out of the whole 108 miles or 9 miles, whatever it was, one ass.
Really?
Yeah, somebody who came by in a little minivan and had to say something, and I said something back. And guess what? He sped up to make sure he didn't have because it was a light up there. He wanted to beat that light. Because, like, you know, somebody always got to be just stupid, you know? So, but everybody was cool. You could see most cars understood what was happening, and they were very cool.
That's great, man. I'm really happy for you to celebrate your incredibly.
You going
to
do it next year?
No. But to celebrate your...
You know how many people say, man, can you get JB on the bike? I say, JB's supposed to ride 20 miles.
Dude, on Friday, when I was doing the show, I said I definitely owe you the 20 miles at Haynes Point. Mm-hmm. That I own up to. Anything else beyond that, I'm not sure that
well,
I own up to.
I just got to get you to do that first.
Yeah.
And then you might feel more comfortable.
Maybe we'll try to get that done before I turn 43, which is about a month away. And your birthday is what, 2 weeks out?
Oh, yeah.
What day is it?
Exactly.
The day is the 5th. We got 13 days, baby.
Okay.
46, baby. Yes.
Now, I think really to celebrate your accomplishment over the weekend, I mean, riding a bike 110 miles is outrageous. I think Jeff's offer to take you to yoga class was one of the nicest things I've heard.
No.
Jeff said, Beamitz, you should roll with me to yoga.
And what did I tell him? I say, Jeff, I don't drink mimosas with dudes. I don't do yoga with dudes.
And
the funniest thing.
Jeff then tried to sell it further by saying, well, there's only five dudes.
So we get through. We wake up Saturday morning to go over by the Starboard. And my boy, he had heard us talk about that on the show. Come on, man, y'all want to get some mimosas? I say, bro, I kid. I would kid. But you know, in the Starboard, they got that. That wall, you make your own Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
After I made my Bloody Mary, then I see they got the crab Bloody Mary. They got damn near a half a pound of crab meat.
It's crazy.
In that blood. I say, look, you need to make mine into a Bloody Mary like that.
I mean, the only thing I would do, the Bloody Mary bar is so good at Starboard, but an Orange Crush, I think they call it Eggs Del Marva out there, where it's Eggs Benedict but with crab cakes instead of the Canadian bacon. I could just hammer that all day.
They had the something fishy something omelet. He had at least 15 shrimp in that damn omelet. And
Monty doesn't
mess around,
man.
I'm talking about a fourth of a pound of crab meat, and I destroyed it.
I bet.
I destroyed it.
Now, we do have breaking news here on the Fan that I just want to be sure we're up to date on. Last I heard, Jeff ate a vending machine hard-boiled egg.
Yeah, and his stomach is starting to rumble. So, Landfill, you might have a problem.
I think we got to check on this throughout
the show. What's
the
name of that river in France? The Seine River?
Yeah, the Seine.
The Seine? I think it's going to smell like the sin in there, Landfill, shortly.
Landfill, would you rather share?
You need to send him out of there.
Landfill, you've got 4 hours coming in the aquarium with hard-boiled egg Jeff. Would you rather do that or swim in the sin?
I mean, that's rough. Those are two unappealing options. At least being in this room with Jeff, I don't physically have to move or go anywhere. So,
if you don't want to move, though.
Yeah, but then I'd have to get on a plane. I'd have to go to France, and I'd probably get a coli. So
that's true.
That's not something I'm interested
France
in.
France is kind of far.
If that whole function keeps happening with Jeff, you might get E. coli in there.
That's true. Jeff, how are you feeling, buddy?
He laughed. He tried not to laugh too hard.
This is not a good feeling, but I'm going to make it, man.
What happened if you went to yoga right now? Would that go well?
That would be good.
Bro. What? I just need prayer.
Was there any moment where you're like, maybe I shouldn't eat this egg out of the vending machine?
He does it a lot.
Does it have a sell-by date on there?
Yeah, but it was cool. Like, I've eaten these eggs before. I've eaten these eggs before, but this is the only time that, like,
yeah, but you had a rough weekend, and the mixtures of the eggs and the stuff you drank over the weekend.
Hey, I was just hungry, and it was too late to walk to Bethesda Bagel, man.
Just a quick one for – I need to lean on Professor Landini real quick. Percentage chance that the eggs are fine and Jeff just wants to be able to leave and is kind of setting up his exit. It's not zero.
It's not zero, but – Jeff has
That's
been
crazy.
He plays with disaster with some of the stuff that he eats out of that kitchen.
Yeah, he loves those eggs, man.
Now,
I'm like,
I eat expired food, but it's like packaged expired, like chips.
But the eggs are packaged. The eggs are packaged.
Yeah,
I'm just like Jeff. He's like, man, well, I saw the people put them in there Friday. I'm like, you don't know how long they were just sitting in the other package before they put them in there Friday. Might have been in there for about a month. At somebody else's place.
Obviously a fun weekend. I got to watch practice yesterday. It was Kids Day out at Commander's Park. I brought my daughters, and it was really cool, man. They had a lot of cool. I'll show you. You know that like crazy where you stand there and they have the video thing that circles around you?
Yeah.
They had that for, I assume, anybody that wanted to, but I saw all the kids doing it. And they had like face painting. Ainsley got the W logo on her face. Shelby,
yeah, I signed a lot of autographs for a lot of face-painted kids.
Yeah, it was fun, right? I thought it was a fun day. Mm-hmm. The practice was pretty good. I think, you know, we've now entered this spot where Jaden Daniels is going to play. We could talk about that significantly. But
thank you.
I think arguably the most important thing over the weekend was when Devin Hester gave his Hall of Fame speech and made very clear that Brian Mitchell should be in the Hall of Fame.
I hope me being here today opens up the doors and brings some attention to other guys like Brian Mitchell and Josh Cripps, because I'm not the only returner who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm just the first.
I know you said your phone went crazy and you weren't sure what happened.
Yeah, I was driving back and I was like, something happened. Because like, I don't ever get that many calls or texts and like back to back to back to back like that.
Now, obviously, you and Devin have a relationship, but still, when you heard that, what was your reaction?
I don't expect anyone to really take the light or the shine off of themselves in that moment. And for him to do it, I tip my hat to him, you know, because what happens sometimes you just need a person. Like, I remember when they first voted him in, my daughter was immediately saying, "This is going to be better for you," you know, because that's Bria's thing. She work and do all that stuff. And I'm like, okay, then we'll see. And then for him to come back with that, it may put a brighter light on the position. But, you know, I'll take it one step forward and say, some people on social media, you need to do some research, just a little bit. That's all I'll say. I'll leave it at that.
I ignore
most people.
Sure.
But then when I find one I can really, really just keep poking at, and then when I can just slam him with some facts and he don't respond, that's when you know you're good.
Well, I think there's a few factors at play. Hester getting in is a big one. Belichick, I believe it's 5 years removed, right? When Belichick goes in 5 years, I think he will absolutely make a point to talk about special teams, because Belichick's the one that's kind of floated there should be a special teams only kind of class, or like a supplemental class that goes in to kind of fix the disparity of special teamers being in the Hall of Fame. So Belichick's last year was obviously 03 or 23 rather. So I guess he could be 2028. I've kind of laid out the math for folks. I believe is Brian will be eligible in 28 for the Veterans Committee. And I fully expect that to happen. And I think we create an onslaught of momentum on our own as that gets nearer. But I thought it was really cool for Hester in his moment to bring you up and Josh Cribbs. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I feel like to me there is a groundswell, like kind of a shifting focus on what should be.
Yeah, I think so. But the whole thing is, the people that actually vote on it, they need to talk to the people that actually coach the game.
Sure.
Because you start to hear people outside of the media guys that get that opportunity making comments that does not make much sense whatsoever. You know, about what, like the guy was like trying to tell me about special teams didn't really matter until Devin came around. I'm like, I don't know where the hell you've been. You've been hounding up on the rock somewhere. I said, go and check out the 1991 team and find out where everything was ranked. And why people consider them the best team ever. You know, he was trying to tell me about them making it to a Super Bowl. They didn't win. We won the Super Bowl. And the special teams had a big part in that whole year. So I guess he read it. That's why he never responded.
I mean, when you hear coaches, obviously Gibbs, but like, ask Bill Parcells. Read Tom Landry's book, which I've done. Like, I mean, there are so many Belichick, Andy Reid, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan.
Yeah.
I mean, for Mike Tomlin.
Well, just think about all Bill the people Cowher. That did not put much attention into it and how much they won. They didn't.
You know, and in a game that's all about explosive plays, some of the most explosive come from special teams. Yeah. And, you know, I understand it's all anybody cares about are passing numbers anymore. But there's just so much more to winning a game of football. I was, as someone that is completely ancillary in all of this, I just thought it was really, really cool for Hester to say that.
Oh, yeah.
And when I watched that,
I agree with that.
I enjoyed it a lot. Mm-hmm. All right, we got a lot we got to do today. Tisha's going to join us at 11. At noon, Hollis Conway, former Olympic track runner, is going to join us getting ready. High jumper, pardon me.
Silver medalist. 1988 Olympics.
Did you watch Noah Lyles?
Dude, listen, he was coming.
Kids from Alexandria. Yeah, how cool is that?
At the end, he was coming strong, brother.
I mean, watching it live, the announcers kind of botched it because they called it for Jamaica.
Well,
but you
could
see how fast he was coming up.
Yeah, but it's like what it is, they say that the guy might have had a little lean, but
yeah.
You go by the whole torso. When it's that photo finish. and you can see Lyle's torso was there.
Yeah,
that's why they tell you, run through the line.
I've never ran a race, so I wouldn't know, but damn, that was impressive. I mean, dude, if you think about the DMV representation at these Olympics, Ledecky, I believe another swimmer was from Arlington.
Lyles, yep.
Lyles, I mean, and that's people with golds.
Tori
Husk, I believe.
Yeah, she's from there.
There's another.
Kevin Durant.
Durant, sure.
Yeah.
There's another woman, Phoebe Bacon, I believe is her name. That's a DMV native. I don't know how, maybe next time we get Governor Moore on the show, we'll ask him this. They need to build a statue for Katie Ledecky. She's now the most accomplished female Olympian ever. I'm not saying it goes on like the mall next to Abe Lincoln, but she's from Bethesda. Like, put a statue up. I don't know how or where that gets done.
Hell, it'd be easier for somebody in Bethesda to get it done than going all the way to the state. Be honest with you.
This is me throwing it out there. Now, somebody else run with it. I'm an idea guy. I'm not an execution guy.
I would say John, her uncle. Get that done, man.
John probably has the means.
John got the means. I know that.
All right, when we come back, Jaden Daniels is going to play on Saturday against the Jets. How much? How little? What should that look like? We're going to break it all down. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports, from basketball to badminton and soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up and start betting the games today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wage only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Gambler.
Shout out to DMX for everybody on the stream. Seems like we're back streaming, so come on hang out on YouTube if you want. All right. We're going to give you a Jeff Eggs update here in a little while, but there's a lot of DMV athletes I wanted to shout out because people are inundating me with how many DMV Olympians we have. Kate Douglas is a swimmer for UVA. You've got three swimmers just from Stone Ridge High School that won medals. Katie Ledecky and Gamel. Tori Husk. There is a rower that went to Gonzaga who won a bronze medal. And then another kid from Sidwell. Juliet Whitaker is running in the 800-meter final. She's from Laurel. Obviously, Noah Lyles. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there. Tori Husk. It's just cool, man. What a great area we live in.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a good reminder. And I also want to – Ben Stanek made a big announcement this morning. His podcast is moving to a new platform, Empire Media. Shout out to Benny. I hope that goes great.
Ben Stanek was in the Olympics. I'm like, what the hell?
Ben Stanek not in the Olympics. he could compete on an international level for dudes, grown adult men that wear Jesus sandals. If there was a category for that, Stanek could take the gold. But congrats on the podcast, dude. I hope everything.
What do you mean? You got the little strap they wrap around.
Yeah, got the whole thing looking like a Greek warrior. This is Sparta.
Oh man, that's funny.
Okay. As much as training camp goes on and on and on, and it's a lot of fun, there's not a lot of days when there's actual news that breaks out there.
Mm-hmm.
There was, for an early August form, there was news. Dan Quinn said, yeah, Jaden's going to play. Jaden Daniels then spoke to the media yesterday afternoon.
And was happy.
And said, yeah, I'm playing. I'm excited. I don't know if somebody was trying to sneak attack him or if somebody just misspoke, but they're like, yeah, when you start this game, and he's like, I don't know about starting, man. And I certainly think he's going to start. We'll find out. They actually have to release a depth chart tomorrow. Tomorrow's depth chart season, Landfill, buckle up. This depth chart's going to come out. It'll be tweeted everywhere. People will dramatically overreact to an August 6th depth chart.
That's what they do, man.
Sure. But we've talked about this. I didn't have much of an opinion on him playing in the first game. If he does, cool. If he didn't, cool. I don't think he's going to play much. What matters to me is a legitimate showing in the second game. I want him to play about a half in Miami.
I want him to play in the first game, get his feet wet.
Sure.
Because it also shows how Cliff can get out there and protect him in plays. I want him to play in the second game. The third game, I don't expect him to play.
So when I say indifferent, I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm.
When we first mentioned it before camp even started, we were getting people, oh, he shouldn't play at all.
Right.
And then as soon as something goes wrong in the regular season, they're going to say, well, man, we didn't have the right approach. Let the coach, let coach do what he wants to do. And they seem to be doing that.
Totally. And so I think if I set the snap count, the amount of snaps he takes, and I'm going to include dead ball snaps because preseason usually you see some pretty ugly stuff and you see some procedural penalties pre-snap, but whatever, those count towards him being out there. 8.5 snaps. Does that sound about right? You going over, under?
Well, I mean, if it could be more than that. What if there's a drive going?
Sure.
And I wouldn't even say dead play. I'll say handoffs. I'm counting them.
Oh, hell yeah. If he's taking a snap, it counts.
I want quick passes, quick reads. If I throw something, I want, when you hit your fifth step, I don't care where you throw the ball, but it's not going to be in your hand anymore.
Maybe three steps for this one.
You know? So I want to see it. And what if a drive is working? You know, I don't want him to go, oh, stop it. You know, I think there are enough plays where the OC can protect the quarterback that you can call. And I think Jaden has shown in practice he understands the concepts of what's going on with this other team. And yesterday I watched a play where our kid Zacchaeus, I think, came off the ball. It seemed like he was lost, didn't know what to do. But as soon as Jaden's back foot hit, the ball was in his chest. You know what I mean? You let it go. You don't hold on to it.
The anticipatory stuff that I liked so much pre-draft process and watching the LSU tape, I mean, that shows day after day after day in Ashburn.
Yeah.
Where the ball is out going to a spot before a receiver's in their outwards break.
I understand people's angst and worry about a plan, but I also know you don't get ready to play football without playing football.
I think having him out there makes sense. This is not specific to Washington, right? Like, this is a NFL-wide problem is too much, but like conundrum where coaches don't know what to do. They want to protect their players. I think you get players once they reach a certain veteran status that don't want to play in preseason. Mm-hmm. Not that Jaden is there. Talking to him yesterday, he seems legitimately excited to get to play. Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys do. I think if you really get some truth serum in Kingsbury and Quinn, they care more about Thursday's practice than they do Saturday's game. But all that said, I think it's cool he's playing Saturday. I think, dude, from just a purely like Washington fan standpoint, Jaden Daniels would be all over SportsCenter. Like, I don't know what national games there are.
Mm-hmm.
Preseason schedules are so funky. Like, but say it was regular season and NBC does that Football Night in America Sunday night, Jaden Daniels makes the show. Like, Washington, the burgundy and gold for multiple seasons now, doesn't really get much national attention because it's been kind of boring. The quarterback play's been bad. The offense has been bad. And maybe it was Chase Young, but that hasn't really been a highlight package to show since 2020. Like, just on a almost superficial level, it's cool because Jaden Daniels makes them must-see. And
he has that cachet.
Totally. And, yeah. I think that'll be really fun and exciting. I also think you're not going to see Aaron Rodgers in this game. I'd argue he's coming back from an injury, but two, he kind of deserves to call his shot when it comes to preseason. I think it's good news. I don't see people out there that think it's bad news. There is, though, and I think all parties are aware of this. And when me, you, and Tischler were on the sideline talking yesterday after Quinn had said he's going to play, we all agree that there's a way to do this, get him out there, and make sure he's not touched.
Yeah.
And
that's what I've always known. I
think that's on Cliff, right?
Yeah, that you have to, and listen, it's on both of them.
Yeah.
Cliff to design it and also Jaden to go out there and implement or do what he said. Like, if you're told, when you hit the fifth step, I want that ball out, let it go, you don't all of a sudden start scrambling around trying to make no big play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if I'm the coach, I'm running off the sideline, I'm going to tackle you my damn self.
Right.
What the hell did I tell you, dude?
Right. Well, and
you're messing with my job now. let's just let the ball go and keep moving.
Well, and what was really interesting was it was Fortier asked a really good question to Jaden about kind of understanding when to press it. Because Jaden is a dynamic runner, and the more we get to see of him, the more excitement that should be. I do wonder a little bit, and I don't know how much of it we'll see in the preseason or what, but they are, as they continue to now, they've had enough padded practices, they're like installing their run game. There are definitely more interior runs than I would expect.
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, like, they seem – what – I mean, if you look around the NFL, the team that has the absolute best running offense for their quarterback is Philly.
Yeah.
And Jalen is great at it. Well, Jalen also squats 600 pounds and is a beast.
Yeah. The one thing I think what they were trying to do yesterday, a lot of those runs – John and Deron, and then Mathis and Ridgeway and Newton, some big boys to move. if you can get space with those guys, you should be able to get space against most people around the league. And I think that's what that is. The better your defensive line gets, the better your offense gets, and vice versa. And that is why when you think back to that 91 Redskins team, you had dude going against top three offense and defense every day. And the team was so good because of it. And I think if you want to test out what you got, you go after those big boys. Because we watch how John and Jerron handle stuff every year. You know, maybe you got some people in there now that maybe somebody can move them up out of there sometimes.
I get a little nervous with the interior stuff with Jaden. That's for them to figure out. And
practice, though.
It's practice,
they're
for
sure.
They're
seeing what they can get or what could work or not work.
I do think, though, we need to have, like, a level of – I think fans are going to be surprised at Jaden's run rate because he's such a good, polished pocket passer. And not all these runs are going to be designed, but he's going to use his legs. And I think we all got to be prepared for that. And the stuff everybody's seeing and hearing from Ashburn are throws, right?
Yeah.
And the team, when they post videos, are throws. And I understand why, because if it is a designed run, you sure as hell don't want to put that on the internet. And the scramble stuff is kind of fugazi sometimes because it's you can't tackle
them. They tap, touch them, and they keep moving. But what I love is when he decides to go, it's instant.
Dude, when he took hesitate. The one down the left side yesterday,
yeah.
Listen, I understand he can't get hit, and maybe somebody's catching him on that edge. But once he had the edge, that was legit house call.
Yeah.
Like, he was gone. and the more I watch of him, the more I feel correct about describing his running style as a glider. Like, he's not a make-you-miss guy, but he could just change direction suddenly.
Oh, he gave you a little hesitation, and then he explodes, and you won't be able to catch him.
I want fans to understand this number. If you look at his Heisman Trophy winning season last year, every SEC game and the Florida State game, so I'm only excluding the Grambling State game and the Army game, every other game he had at least double-digit rush attempts. Not all of those are design runs. Some of those are scrambles. Mm-hmm. But we gotta get our mind right. The dude is going to use his legs, and you should want him to. How does Dan Quinn feel about his rookie quarterback 3 weeks into camp? Play that for you next. Don't know why. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Landini, while I've got you, Jaden Daniels playing in the preseason opener. You fired up about it?
Yeah, I am. I know the preseason doesn't really matter, but I'm going to be excited when I see him throw like a 30-yard pass or something. It's going to be cool.
I think for just building fan excitement, seeing the number two overall quarterback taken, I mean, seeing what is ideally the future in Washington, I think from just straight fan perspective, hell yeah, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey, I got two questions for you. You fired up for Jaden Daniels to play in the preseason opener in Jersey.
Yes.
Number two, how's the stomach? How's the egg situation?
Hey, I will survive. As long as I know how to love, I know I stay alive.
Proud of you, pal. Proud of you. Now, Dan Quinn,
you're a damn fool,
at length yesterday.
Oh boy,
and it was kind of talking about Jaden Daniels and the start he's gotten off to. Now, technically, when we're out there tomorrow, we'll be day 10 of training camp, mm-hmm. but we're now into the first full week of August. Tomorrow's going to be what, August 6th?
Yep.
You know, official training camp started. What day was that? The 24th, I think. And the rookies got there the 18th. So Jaden Daniels has been going for a while. His coach has seen him practice now for a while. Mm-hmm. Here's DQ on Jaden Daniels' progress.
I know you haven't named him the starting quarterback yet, but it's safe to say a lot of eyeballs are on Jaden Daniels, your number two overall pick. We saw him out here behind us. He can throw it. What have you seen from him physically, and then what we don't see mentally, preparation-wise?
Yeah, he's off to a remarkable start. He's got an ideal blend of confidence and humility. He's got the young player hunger, work ethic, humility to show, but also the confidence to go. He's not just throwing it well, he's playing the position well, in and out of a check, change of protection, good decisions, you know, for the open pass versus the shot, or not just throwing, but playing the position. And so I had high expectations for him coming in. You know, Adam and his staff and myself, we've done so much work on the quarterback. So we knew Jaden really well coming right. in here. And so he's exceeded those high expectations that, you know, we'd hope we'd see.
That's Dan Quinn talking with Ian Rappaport, NFL Network.
That's a question somebody asked me about. He said about exceeding expectations. I say it's not necessary. I don't think they expected it, but when you exceed them, that's a damn good sign, you know, for a coach. But I don't think when you come in with that guy that's somebody you're going to have a long relationship with, you don't need them to exceed them off the bat, but you want them to show you that they get a grasp of it. But he is ahead of plan. Say it like that. In a schedule.
Totally. I think the thing that Quinn talked about there where it's like the perfect mix of confidence but not cocky. Mm-hmm. I mean, the amount of players on the record but also off the record just kind of BSing on the sidelines that have said, you know, he's a total team guy and a lot of young quarterbacks in that scenario wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm guessing you're getting this question all the time, B, is the two questions are how do they look?
Yeah,
and I think they've looked better in the last week than they did the first week to start. I think that's also intentional. I think Dan Quinn has said, yeah, we're not clicking yet. We're not supposed to be clicking yet.
Yeah.
Like, I want to click September 8th.
When it
Tampa.
Matters.
Right. But I think they look like they're improving. They look like every practice is a building block to the next practice.
Mm-hmm.
But then of Jaden, I think he could play, right? I really, really think he could play. But I'm almost more encouraged by everything I see that is the off-the-field stuff. Just the work ethic, you hear, I mean, you kind of only hear about quarterbacks. It's almost like offensive linemen, right? Typically when you hear an O-lineman's name, it's because they messed up.
Yeah.
They jumped offside, they jumped false start, holding penalty, whatever it is. Quarterbacks, you really only hear about the work ethic with quarterbacks when it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
When people question this, I don't know.
Because quarterbacks, generally to succeed, you got to work your ass off. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is film study. And not the film study that every Madden expert thinks they're doing. Like, real, yeah. Specific, situational, what do they do on third and four? What do they do on third and seven? Like, grinding.
Mm-hmm.
And Jaden's doing all that. He's got his virtual reality thing set up. Like, I think the dude in this situation is arguably more important than the athlete coming into the league. I think Jaden has both, and I think that's why it's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, he's sure of him, you know? He's comfortable in his own skin, and a lot of people aren't that, you know? And most people think if I act obnoxious, you know, or a certain way, then people are going to give me more respect. No, people give you respect only when you go out there and do what you're supposed to do.
I am very excited to watch Jaden Daniels play football against the Jets on Thursday and then against the Jets in a game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty damn excited just to see him in the uniform, honestly. Not to overly simplify it, but like those first couple pictures on the Commander's Instagram or whatever, be kind of badass. Nobody go anywhere. Mitch Tischler joins us next. For you next. Don't know why. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Landini, while I've got you, Jaden Daniels playing in the preseason opener. You fired up about it?
Yeah, I am. I know the preseason doesn't really matter, but I'm going to be excited when I see him throw like a 30-yard pass or something. It's going to be cool.
I think for just building fan excitement, seeing the number two overall quarterback taken, I mean, seeing what is ideally the future in Washington, I think from just straight fan perspective, hell yeah, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey, I got two questions for you. You fired up for Jaden Daniels to play in the preseason opener in Jersey.
Yes.
Number two, how's the stomach? How's the egg situation?
Hey, I will survive. As long as I know how to love, I know I stay alive.
Proud of you, pal. Proud of you. Now, Dan Quinn.
You're a damn fool.
At length yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And it was kind of talking about Jaden Daniels and the start he's gotten off to. Now, technically, when we're out there tomorrow, we'll be day 10 of training camp. Mm-hmm. But we're now into the first full week of August. Tomorrow's going to be what? August 6th?
Yep.
You know, official training camp started, what day was that? The 24th, I think. And the rookies got there the 18th. So Jaden Daniels has been going for a while. His coach has seen him practice now for a while. Mm-hmm. Here's DQ on Jaden Daniels' progress.
I know you haven't named him the starting quarterback yet, but it's safe to say a lot of eyeballs are on Jaden Daniels, your number two overall pick. We saw him out here behind us. He can throw it. What have you seen from him physically, and then what we don't see mentally, preparation-wise?
Yeah, he's off to a remarkable start. He's got an ideal blend of confidence and humility. He's got the young player hunger, work ethic, humility to show, but also the confidence to go. He's not just throwing it well, he's playing the position well. Mm. In and out of a check, change of protection, good decisions, you know, for the open pass versus the shot, or not just throwing, but playing the position. And so I had high expectations for him coming in. You know, Adam and his staff and myself, we've done so much work on the quarterback, so we knew Jaden really well coming right in here. And so he's exceeded those high expectations that, you know, we'd hoped we'd see.
That's Dan Quinn talking with Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. That's
a question somebody asked me about, he said, about exceeding expectations. I say, it's not necessary. I don't think they expected it, but when you exceed them, that's a damn good sign, you know, for a coach. But I don't think when you come in with that guy that's somebody you're going to have a long relationship with, you don't need him to exceed them off the bat, but you want them to show you that they get a grasp of it. But he is ahead of plan. Say it like that. And it's scheduled.
Totally. I think the thing that Quinn talked about there, where it's like the perfect mix of confidence but not cocky. I mean, the amount of players on the record but also off the record just kind of BSing on the sidelines that have said, you know, he's a total team guy, and a lot of young quarterbacks in that scenario wouldn't be. I'm guessing you're getting this question all the time, B, is the two questions are, how do they look?
Yeah.
And I think they've looked better in the last week than they did the first week to start. I think that's also intentional. I think Dan Quinn has said, yeah, we're not clicking yet. We're not supposed to be clicking yet.
Yeah.
Like, I want to click September 8th.
When it matters.
Right. But I think they look like they're improving. They look like every practice is a building block to the next practice.
Mm-hmm.
But then of Jaden, I think he could play, right? I really, really think he could play. But I'm almost more encouraged by everything I see that is the off-the-field stuff. Just the work ethic. You kind of only hear about quarterbacks. It's almost like offensive linemen, right? Typically, when you hear an O lineman's name, it's because they messed up.
Yeah.
They jumped offside, they jumped false start, holding penalty, whatever it is. Quarterbacks, you really only hear about the work ethic with quarterbacks when it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
When people question this, something about
it. Because quarterbacks, generally to succeed, you got to work your ass off. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is film study. And not the film study that every Madden expert thinks they're doing. Like real, yeah, specific, situational, what do they do on third and four? What do they do on third and seven? Like grinding.
Mm-hmm.
And Jaden's doing all that. He's got his virtual reality thing set up. Like, I think the dude in this situation is arguably more important than the athlete coming into the league. I think Jaden has both, and I think that's why it's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, he's sure of him, you know? He's comfortable in his own skin, and a lot of people aren't that, you know? And most people think if I act obnoxious, you know, or a certain way, then people are going to give me more respect. No, people give you respect only when you go out there and do what you're supposed to do.
I am very excited to watch Jaden Daniels play football against the Jets on Thursday and then against the Jets in a game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty damn excited just to see him in the uniform. Oh. Honestly, not to overly simplify it, but like those first couple pictures on the Commander's Instagram or whatever, be kind of badass. Nobody go anywhere. Mitch Tischler joins us next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.